Securities offered through Peak Brokerage Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Independent Solutions Wealth Management or Blackridge Asset Management. Financial Guys, Independent Solutions, and Blackridge Asset Management are not an affiliate of Peak Brokerage Services, Inc.
Putin and Russia, Xi and China, they don't care about love and just loving people. They care about being dominant, right? And I'm not saying that we shouldn't have love in society, because I think we should. But at a certain point, the idea that love cures all is a total farce. All right, welcome back, Financial Guys Podcast, and another exclusive interview today with our close friend now. We've done a bunch of different interviews together, Monica Page from OAN, a weekday reporter, a weekend anchor. She does a lot over at OAN, and I'm excited to have her back on. Monica, how are you?
Great. Thanks for having me, Mike. I always love your podcast, and I love having you on the weekends mostly. So, you know, we got to get you back on very soon, so I'm excited about it.
Yeah, we've had a lot of fun with that. Now, there's never a dull moment, as I always say. There's a lot to always talk about. First, let's start with Hunter Biden. That's the big story of the week. The same day, by the way, that Trump gets his trial expedited in the next couple months, Hunter Biden takes a plea deal on three charges, two of which were tax charges. A third was, I don't know if it's falsifying or lying on a pistol permit or carrying a firearm when he shouldn't have been. But either way, he's taking a plea deal, and it looks like he's not going to get any whatsoever, any probation or any jail time, anything. Very interesting to me. This is yet again another Hunter Biden and Joe Biden sliding away with no punishment at all for their crimes.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's interesting. It's so funny how this is happening all at the same time of the 2024 election, but they're really painting. I don't know if you saw the spin on how the media is spinning this in the mainstream media. They're making Joe Biden look like the sympathetic guy in going to 2024, being like, you know, this is a character that you need to sympathize. And, you know, the spin is, you know, Hunter, you know, he had a drug problem, you know, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, this is the guy that you should really feel for, you know. And meantime, the mainstream media is also painting it out. Oh, Republicans spin it as a sweetheart deal. Republicans are calling this and they're denouncing this, but it is. You got to see it for what it is. I mean, you see what's happening with Trump. You see what's happening with this guy. They're putting him through the ringer yet again, and he keeps coming out on top. And then before I hopped on this call with you, I was checking my work email, and I saw a data miner notification that the judge appointed to this case is a Trump-appointed judge, Judge Norica. I think that's how you pronounce her last name. Yeah. So I think I don't know if this is going to come out the way the Bidens want to, but I really hope that the justice is served.
Yeah, I agree with you too. It seems like there's a million ways this could have gone. There's a million things that you could go after the Biden family for. That's pretty much proven at this point. There's audio tapes. There's bank accounts. There's money that those I'll say Hunter especially and Joe's brother have made that they probably didn't deserve to be making that kind of money. Like Hunter, you know, working in Europe and Asia for different companies that he was not a person that was an oil executive, yet he was getting paid like one, right? He was on the board of directors somewhere. A lot of different things. Maybe we're wrong. Maybe Hunter is impressive. While doing crack and hooking up with hookers, he's able to do all these things. I guess God bless him. He's a very talented guy. As Joe Biden said, he's one of the most intelligent people he's ever met. I agree with you. I hope at some point here we get some kind of fairness, right? Donald Trump is getting indicted to hell right now, and the Biden family is walking away with nothing. I know what you're saying with the Trump appointed judge, Monica, but I have my doubts that anything's going to come of it, to be honest.
Yeah, I have a lot of doubts in our justice system. I mean, you see what they're doing to Trump. And then if it were me or you who had these counts of gun possession, we would be 10, 50 years in prison. And this guy is just going to get off scot-free, as he usually does. There's so much proof on this laptop, on those pictures, on all these leaked information papers of this guy being one of the most corrupt honestly domestic terrorists, I think, because of all the drugs and all the and the foreign business dealings. This is a real danger to our society. This is a real threat to us. I mean, we're basically sleeping with China and whoever else overseas. And this is you're putting the American people at risk, and he needs to be held accountable. But he won't. And the Bidens have money. They've got Obama. They've got Hillary. They've got all this on their side. And there will never be. Where's the double standard? There is none.
I've said this too. Apparently, the left doesn't care as much about gun reform as they say they do, because Hunter Biden able to do what he wants, and now they're again, to your point about the media covering him up. I see that Harry Sisson, who's a Gen Z total buffoon, but he yesterday was saying the same thing that you said before. You know, Joe Biden not attacking the DOJ, accepting the punishment, understanding his son made a mistake. His son admitted to making a mistake. Bullshit, right? Like that is. Total bullshit. You guys know what you're doing. He got away with nothing for these things. I think it was Kodak Black. They said that the same charge went away for like 3 years, the rapper. You know, it's a total crock of shit. We all know it. And the Biden family, like I say this a lot on social media. They used to hide this stuff, Monica. Like they would try and like hide these things or like, you know, report it at midnight or something. Now they just slap us in the face with it. They don't even care that we know. There's a double standard. We all know it. And they just slap us around with it.
Mike, to your point about guns, you know, the fact that Hunter Biden's getting away with it, was it even about guns in the first place? Because clearly it wasn't. Does the left really care that much about gun reform and gun control when Hunter Biden, the president's son, is wielding them around and no charges, no repercussions for his actions? It was never about guns. It was all about control of the people.
Yeah. And again, in the same week, you know, in the same, I'll call it 2 weeks, we have President Trump getting indicted yet again last week. And now, you know, they're expediting that trial, which I think Trump agreed to expedite the trial as well. So I'm sure he knows where that's going. And the answer is probably nowhere, like everything else. But it's just very interesting. You know, you look at that's two already indictments of the former president. There's two to three more, they say, are on the horizon over the next 6 months. You know, Joe Biden, again, they have 17 audio tapes, they say. I'm sure we'll never hear those. You know, you look at, again, you want to talk about espionage, you want to talk about something. Eric Swalwell banged the Chinese spy, for God's sakes, and we don't have anything to do there, right? We have no committees on that one. There's no Eric Swalwell committee. It's a total crock, and it's a real problem. Anne? Sorry, that's our producer. That's one of our producers. we'll cut that part out, but she's going to test that to make sure our audio sounds good.
That's great.
Yeah, so you can go, we'll cut that out. You can go right after I was saying about Swalwell there.
That's okay.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, you know, they're going to have Trump running in 2024 from all these charges, so-called, or all these allegations, all these indictments. And I think it's just going to boost him in the polls. I mean, you see him already with that 30-point lead over DeSantis. Love to see it. But DeSantis, I mean, in a 2024 ring, he has his own issues. But, I mean, Trump's going to dominate. People see right through this. The American people are not stupid. I mean, they're going to see what's happening with Joe Biden. They're going to see the severity of it. It's just all a matter of the legal system. I mean, it's a shame that the American people really have lost their trust in the justice system. It should not be this way. We should have fair and free trials. It is not like this. We are truly in a banana republic if Hunter Biden gets off scot-free, which, of course, we all suspect that he will. But I just hope that people vote. People need to get out there and vote, because this is unbelievable. This is unprecedented. This is a weaponization. It truly is. I mean, everyone says that, you hear all the time in the media that it's a weaponization, but it really is. And the thing is that we can spew this all we want. We can say it all we want. But what are Republicans really doing to fight this? Because we have a lot of people standing up for the president, but nobody's really doing anything. And there more needs to be done.
Yeah, it's definitely it's a sad thing to see our country here today at this point, and you hope it gets better. I think we need real leadership, which we'll see if we get that again in 2024. I agree with you with this. Go ahead.
Sorry, I know they tried to impeach Trump, but where are the articles of impeachment against Biden? I know that, like, Marjorie Taylor Greene has tried. I know that other legislators have tried. But why aren't we going forward with this? Like, I'm no lawmaker, so I don't know what needs to be done from that standpoint. I can just comment on it from a journalist perspective. But we need to get things moving here. We got to take some action.
Yeah, and to your point, I think we need a little bit more action, less talk. So I look at, you know, McCarthy and McConnell and everybody else that bitches and moans about, you know, we need change. You know, they'll yell on Twitter, we need change. Okay, well, then you guys are the ones that have to do something, because people like you and me can only talk about it so much. And then it's to the point where, well, I'm not a policymaker. I can't fix these things. I can vote. That, like you said, I can vote, but that's about the most I can do other than talk about it ad nauseum like we all do. Right. But people in Congress and leaders like McCarthy, you need to do something. Stop tweeting about it. Stop yelling at, you know, microphones and media people about it, and do something. And until you do, look, it's no different than China and Russia knowing America's weak right now. The Bidens, the Clintons, the Obamas, they know that Congress is weak and that Congress won't do anything. So they have free reign to do whatever the hell they want, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I mean, like the Republicans, we've got just a small handful of really good MAGA Republicans that are, and, you know, and I use that term MAGA Republicans because they're the ones that are actually trying to do something. And it's these Rhino Republicans, it's like these older generation Republicans that are just like, okay, you know, they'll do other things. They won't pay attention. We need the next generation of Republicans to actually start doing stuff. And to your point about overseas China, Russia, that sees us as basically sitting ducks, you're right. And I don't know what needs to be done here. We need to get out the old and in with the new. We need some more people that will do things. I don't know what China's thinking about over there, but we basically gave the go ahead to have China invade Taiwan with Anthony Blinken. He was basically like, okay, we don't see Taiwan as independent. What is that? Like, you know, all this rhetoric, you know, we need to be aggressive with these kinds of things, because talking and dialogue, getting along with everybody, it doesn't work. It's not going to work.
Yeah, I would say this too. At some point, did Blinken or anybody come out and say we didn't mean to say that, or has that still been etched in the record? Because again, I can understand you maybe, you know, forgot a word in there, not the word you want to forget, but fine. If you came out and were like, "Oops, I'm sorry, I misspoke," I haven't heard that. Number one, number two, you know, it's amazing how much they care about Ukraine's borders, and now Taiwan they don't, and they don't care about our own either. Right. They don't care about our southern border or our northern border at this point. You got to wonder what it is with Ukraine. I think we all know the answer. It's money and it's deals that certain people are involved in, a.k.a. the person that just, you know, pled down to three counts the other day. But at what point do we say, OK, as American public, you got to explain yourself, Joe. You got to explain yourself, Congress. You got to. Why are we taking care of one border and then not Taiwan's and not ours? If you're going to do one, you might as well do all.
There's something fishy there. And there was that big oops with the IRS. Oops, we meant to send more money over to Ukraine that we missed. What was that about? We keep doing it. And I've been hearing a couple things from multiple different people that, you know, China will launch a cyber attack. It won't be like a distinct physical attack the way Russia did with Ukraine. It would be more of a cyber warfare kind of thing, which, you know, I mean, it makes sense. I mean, I've heard things that China's military really aren't that inept and or equipped with, you know, the same smarts that we do. But the fact that we're not going to stand up for a small country like Taiwan, but we're going to stand up for Ukraine. I mean, the proof is right there. You basically hit the nail on the head with Hunter and his business dealings. But I don't know what this is going to look like in the coming days or in the coming years. I mean, I know this. I think China is the biggest threat to our country. And once it takes Taiwan, it's only a matter of time until it gets worse from there.
Yeah. And again, if I'm anybody that hates America, now is the time to attack. The borders are open. You know, our military is getting weaker, right? Because we care about certain things that aren't important when you. I say this all the time. Putin and Russia, Xi and China, they don't care about love and just loving people. They care about being dominant, right? And I'm not saying that we shouldn't have love in society, because I think we should. But at a certain point, the idea that love cures all is a total farce. It doesn't work, right? You're going to have evil people like Putin and Xi that are going to do what they want and not care if people die, right? And we need to build our military back to be lethal, right? That's what makes your military your military. They're lethal. They take care of business if they need to. And again, does that mean that we go invade Canada? Obviously not. But we need to have a military that's not fearing anything, that is focused on being a soldier, being a full military, right? That's what we need to do. Stop playing this game that, like, we should do drag time story hour on military bases. No, we shouldn't. Bad idea.
Yeah, we shouldn't have safe spaces for our FBI. They have like these chill little lounge rooms with yoga mats and these like live, laugh, love sayings that you find at the Home Goods hanging out in their like restrooms or whatever they're going on there. But I think that, you know, under Trump, he had the right idea. Trump was aggressive. They feared us. Yep. China would have never even thought twice to fool around. Same thing with Russia under Trump. And, you know, you're seeing this in real time now. You're seeing that those two big countries salivating over us and over these small countries that they're just ready. They're ready to go. And we're not. And I don't know when we're going to be ready to go. I mean, I don't know if it's going to be 2024. Hopefully we have Trump back. It's a joke. You know, they not only see us as weak, but they see us as they don't take us seriously. And it's a shame because I don't even see as an American, I don't know if I even see us as a strong country anymore. I mean, economically, on the global scale of things, it's a shame.
Yeah. And again, I think it's I really do believe this. I think it's both sides, right? I think the right is just as guilty as the left, and the left is just as guilty as the right. And what do I mean by that? There's no leadership anywhere. There's no backbone anywhere, right? You have a few people, I think you mentioned earlier, like Matt Gaetz, Marjorie Taylor Greene at times, we'll throw her neck out there, but we need real leadership and not just globally, right? Here in America too, right? Like just in our own country, we need leadership. I just don't know where to look anymore. And I'm generally an optimistic person. I really am. I know sometimes when I'm on your show, I probably don't sound that way, but I'm generally optimistic, like sports teams. I'll be the first one to be like, all right, everybody relax. We're fine. It's week three. They're not going to miss the playoffs, whatever. But with this political stuff, like, I don't see an end in sight, and I feel like we have to just completely tear it down and rebuild it on all levels, local, city, state, you know, federally.
Yeah, we have too much leadership. Too much, like Biden's trying to do his own leadership, which is leading from behind. And then you have the Republicans. You have two different kinds of leadership of Republicans. You've got the real strong patriots, and then you've got the rhinos that are trying to kind of hold those people back. So it's like, where are we even going? It's chaos. It's a mess. Capitol Hill is a mess. And I don't know how we even like turn that around. I mean, there's so many different approaches you could take. You could sign a bunch of bills. You could propose all this legislation. But at the end of the day, you know, what's the end goal here? I feel like we're trying to tackle too many issues: economic, immigration, China. You know, you name it. There's so many issues, and I feel like, you know, Capitol Hill is overwhelmed. There's a lot going on right now, and it's not good.
Yeah, I agree, and I think, you know, We constantly, like you said, are fighting from behind. And I look at one example of this, too. You look at what happened in Philadelphia with that bridge, which is very sad. The bridge collapse.
I'm conspiratorial about that, by the way. I have my thoughts about it.
It's hard not to be a conspiracy theorist at this point, right? When things just keep happening, trains just keep blowing up, and, you know, cows just miraculously dying all over farms across America. I mean, there's a lot of things that maybe it's social media and we just hear about it more, but it seems like we've seen more issues with transportation and agriculture in the last, I don't know, 6 to 12 months than I've seen in my entire life. But you look at that situation. If that's, and I'll give Ron DeSantis credit here, if that's Florida, that bridge is fixed in probably like, you know, 3 weeks to 4 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
In Philadelphia, it's probably going to be fixed in 3 to 4 years, maybe 3 to 4 centuries, depending on how long it is. But then you put on the podium John Fetterman. And John Fetterman, like, I hate to laugh, but it's like, what else do you do, right? The guy can't even speak. Delegation is one of his words. He says he's standing next to a collapsed bridge, which may be telling the truth, and Joe Biden. And then I've said this, Monica, and this is me being a conspiracy theorist, but I think the left is trying to put John Fetterman out there because it makes Biden look better at times. Like, those two guys speaking in a room, Joe Biden looks like Donald Trump after John Fetterman's up there.
Yeah, I mean, he was, I listened to some of what he said about that bridge. And I personally think, like, you know, it's not a fact, but this is what I'm thinking, is that they did this, like you said, to make John Fetterman look like a leader, to make him look like he's actually trying to do something. Also, demanding more money to get this bridge fixed. What is going on there? I mean, like you said, in Florida with DeSantis, when they had that huge hurricane and knocked out all those roadways, he had that fixed within the week. We can't even get this partial bridge collapse fixed in a week or in 2 weeks. It's going to take like 3 months, I think. But they're asking for like billions of dollars to fix this thing. And it really makes you wonder, you know, I think somebody was up to this. They don't have the person whose truck caught fire. They don't have the footage of any of this happening or starting to happen. They don't have, all of a sudden, oh, it collapsed. So, yep. Okay. And then it just makes me wonder that now they're just trying to make the Democrats look like they're doing something, but they're not. They won't.
Yeah, and I'll say to your conspiracy theorist point too, like the Canadian wildfires. I'm not out here. I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but how the satellite imagery of that, where it just like every fire started at the same time. I don't know. It's just I don't know if you saw that, but
I did.
It's
yeah, just, I'm not buying it.
I'm not buying it either. And obviously, and me being in Buffalo, we've had like smoke alerts the last like 2 weeks, but. It's just there's a lot going on, and I think this sums it all up to say this is what happens when you run a ridiculous government over a decade or two in a row. And when I say ridiculous, at all levels, right? Mm-hmm. We can't trust our elections. We can't trust our transportation anymore. We can't trust, you know, what else can we have? We can't trust that our border's secure. We can't trust that our leaders are not taking money from Ukraine or Russia or whoever. And again, all this stuff, by the way, they had issues with Trump, right? He's a Russia collusion and Ukraine hoax and all. Nope, that was Joe Biden. That wasn't Trump, right? All yep. These things they say about Trump. And now there's always been, oh, no, the election's not rigged. How could I trust these people? Everything you've said about the man is total BS, and now you want me to not trust what he says about the election? I don't know.
It was all deflection. Though everything that they said that Trump was doing, they're doing, and they're going to continue to keep doing it. It's wild.
It's wild. Kind of news, but not really political news. The submarine, by the way, is like the saddest thing ever.
I'm obsessed with this right now. I don't know what is going on here, but they got 40 hours. They can't rescue them. It's unbelievable. When I heard this, I was like, oh, they'll be okay. Like, this is just like a fluke, whatever. But no, this is like real. This is real deal stuff.
What's scary is that they've said it was a the submarine was not, I guess, properly equipped or properly made, even, I think is what they said. They said that there was a lot of safety concerns a couple of years ago that may have not been addressed. I find it sad because you have, you know, five people that at this point look like we will not be saved and will not survive this, which is really sad. I also think, though, that like, you know, a few of them were billionaires. They said at some point, I know you got the money, but you got to think about these things. That is not something that I would be doing, even if I was worth a bajillion dollars. I don't know that I'd be going down there and risking my life for that, because they in the waiver, I think it's a death like three times. It's just crazy.
Yeah, I don't understand how they can't, with today's technology, go down there and rescue them. I mean, you have the technology to have this one submarine go all the way down there, but you don't have, the military doesn't have any technological, you know. Now, this is what's getting me a little conspiratorial again, and I hate to say it because it involves people's lives, but I don't know how it got stuck or something within the Titanic wreckage, and they can't get back up, and it was controlled by like this 2010 Logitech PlayStation controller. What's up with that? And then it makes me think, okay, do these billionaires know something? They're like, and they just like sent them down there or whatever. And then another thing is that I also heard that, you know, when you go down that deep into the water, you know, 3,700 meters, 13,000 or 113,000 feet underneath, you know, it gets cold. So if that stuff, you know, if you're, the oxygen is cut off, you know, that's one thing you have to worry about, but also the system itself. You know, if you have the heat turned off or like some airflow turned off, you're freezing to death. So it wouldn't surprise me if they were already dead. And that's also terrifying. And I guess like the press guy who spoke about it yesterday, he didn't seem too hopeful, which is kind of scary.
I agree with you technology wise. The fact that it was like, you know, controlled with the Windows or whatever was controlled by a video game controller was my, I saw that this morning. I'm like, that doesn't make any sense. I mean, it's sad. You got to hope that they find these people alive and they find I know there was a report that they heard sounds underneath the water.
Yeah.
Who knows if that's a fish or something, you know, like a whale or something, or if that's actually, you know, the submarine, but very sad. Again, folks, be careful out there when you choose to do these things. I don't care how much money you have, because that doesn't sound so, it doesn't sound so safe, period. I mean, I'm sure this stuff happens all the time, you know, I'm not going to call them divers, but submarine divers go down there. I know there's video of the Titanic and all this other stuff, but so that was a story I found interesting. I was going to ask you, too, about, I wanted to go back to Blinken for a second. So to come back to politics for a minute. So at what point, too, does Joe Biden have just to have to clean house and find people that actually can help him? Because Blinken has done this numerous times. His secretary, I can't think of his name now, for the military, has made him look like an idiot numerous times. Not that Joe Biden needs help with that, but he does get help with it. His vice president can't speak. His press secretary is not very good. Like, I've said this to you, I think, before. Like, I can't believe I say this, but I miss Jen Psaki, because she actually, as much as I disagree with her, and I thought she was just a blatant liar, at least she came off like she had the skills to deal with the press, right? Like, nobody else does in there.
I mean, you raise a really good point. Joe Biden is just a puppet for what's really happening behind the scenes. And I know, and I've heard this before, and I've said it before, but I think this is, you know, a third term Obama presidency. There are a lot of similarities that you're seeing now that of when it was in 2008, 2010, of weaponizing the government, of censorship, of all this kinds of stuff, and labeling, you know, true American patriots as domestic terrorists. This was all happening under Obama, and it was kept quiet. And now it's just now under President Biden that you're really seeing these you know, these tactics. I really think this is another Obama presidency. I think he's leading the charge. I think Hillary's helping. I think it's all deep state funded, and you know, they're telling him what to do. I mean, the guy can't form a coherent sentence. He doesn't know where he's going. He's tripping and falling. It's straight elder abuse. And
he's saying, "God save the queen."
Yeah. Hello. In Connecticut. Yeah. And it's the king. Yeah. It doesn't make any sense. And basically, you know, he's delivering all these terrible policies on a silver platter to us and thinking that he's doing the right thing, checking off all these boxes. And then I really don't know. And they're not even letting him debate in the DNC debates. And that kills me, because this man, like, people need to know who they're voting for. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what the left was thinking when they had him, or I don't know what the left was thinking when they were voting for him. They really think they did something with Biden. I don't know what it's going to take. I just think that we're just going to keep seeing the same thing. These people are paid off. I don't know if they're getting threats from the deep state. I don't know if from George Soros. I don't know if people are being paid off to, you know, say the things that they're saying and have these dealings with people overseas. But, you know, it's hurting us really bad. It's truly a danger. And I've said it. It's a domestic threat. It's a domestic terrorist threat, I think.
And I'll say this, too. I think when you look at, you know, the God save the queen stuff, again, like, we can laugh about it. It's not funny. When you see him tripping over himself at the Naval Academy or wherever he was, not funny. And the fact that the media just blindly defends him again, I'm going to use my new pal, Harry Sisson again, but when that all happened and he fell, he's like, you know, who hasn't, you know, fallen by not seeing something? I'm like, well, I gotta be honest with you. I haven't fallen other than being in college and being a drunk idiot when my college days. I haven't fallen over my own 2 feet in a decade. And by the way, in a decade, I mean when I was in college, right? Like, that was the last time I fell over myself. I don't know why that's not something that we look at in society and his voters don't say, like, this is getting a little scary. And when you have a guy like Robert Kennedy Jr., Don't you want to hear those two talk and debate? I'm a Trump guy through and through. I think everybody that listens to this knows that. I think, you know, you probably know that based on being on your show. I'm a Trump guy through and through. Does that mean I don't want to hear DeSantis or Vivek Ramaswamy or Tim Scott or Nikki Haley? No, I think it's best that we all hear all those people and let them go on a debate stage. If we didn't do debates, Donald Trump is not a candidate or not a president and a future candidate here. Donald Trump never would have gotten anywhere in that race without those debates. That's where he made his money in terms of politics. That's where he made his name in politics, is on the debate stage. I think it's a shame what the left does and why they're not giving a guy like Robert Kennedy a chance.
Yeah, and Trump's never fell either, so I don't know what Harry's talking about. I think he's a paid shill as well. I don't think that he actually means what he says. Even just the way he tweets, the way that he gets red in the face when he makes his stupid ass TikTok videos, it's comical. You could tell that he's like a scripted shill. But I really, as a Trump girl, and like we are both big Trump people, I love RFK Jr. I really do. And it really pains me that that the left just isn't going to give him a chance. They're going to do him dirty like they did with Bernie. And they don't want to give these people a fair shot. They don't want to debate. And I know that RFK is hard to listen to. And I really don't believe what he stands for when it comes to climate change. I'm just like not that kind of person. But when it comes to RFK and just being an honest guy about vaccines and like the previous stuff that he said, he's owned it. It's going to be a really interesting DNC. And I know that people, the Democrats, they want to hear. I know that they do. I mean, at least the true Democrats want to hear what they're going to be voting for. I just really hope that they don't push Biden anymore, but I know they will. It's going to be bad. I hate to laugh, but I can't help but feel bad, but I also don't feel bad. I just feel so conflicted with this, with the Democrats.
I'll say this too. If the Democrats were serious about really just knocking it out of the park in 2024, I would seriously consider Robert Kennedy Jr. Not me personally, but Robert Kennedy Jr. will pull middle of the road voters, or I'll call them conservative light voters, right? I mean, I think he would. You're not going to probably move people like me or maybe even you, but there's a lot of middle of the road people that I think would vote for a guy like him because he's not a 82-year-old washed up Joe Biden. He's also not the brash Donald Trump, right? He's more of a middle of the road guy. Now, I know he's definitely very, very passionate about his beliefs, but that's what you want in a president, I would think.
He's not the easiest to listen to, and I feel bad about that because a lot of people are like, oh, I can't listen to him speak, and I know that's his flaw, but he's very articulate and he's very smart. I mean, you have somebody like Obama who was not very smart, but he was so articulate, and you have Trump who's so smart, but he doesn't say things in a well-mannered way, so to say. Yeah. But these are the people that you really want. I'm sick of being well-spoken. If every president was well-spoken, I wouldn't be voting because I don't know what the hell's going on. That's why I voted for Trump. That's how I got involved, because Trump made it easy for me to understand, and Trump put it in ways that I could vote, and I could totally, and I feel like he helped me find my passion for politics because of the way that he ran his campaign and ran his presidency. And we need more of that. If I was super apolitical, I would probably vote for RFK Jr. But I'm not, because obviously
I agree. And that's what I mean. Like, that's what tells you the left doesn't really give a shit. Right. Yeah. They're pushing their candidate. They're pushing their and, you know, I think the left, very similar to the way they're scared of Donald Trump and what will happen if he wins again. And I don't mean that in what happens in the United States. I mean, what happens to these people that Trump knows a lot about. I think they have the same fears with an RFK, because RFK is very knowledgeable on what goes on in the inner workings of American politics. And that probably scares the hell out of them. Yep. And rightfully so. Right. I mean, I'm sure you see, as I tweet every day, just an example of this. We're 1,444 days and we don't have an answer on the Epstein list yet. Like, I think Donald Trump knows things about that. And I don't mean he's on the list. I think he knows the inner workings of who was on that list. Right. I think RFK Jr. probably does, too. There's a lot of these things that certain people know, and it's the good old boys club where they can't tell on each other.
Right. I like when you tweet those things because I'm like, I check Twitter every day and then you'll just come up on my feed and I'm like, oh yeah, that's right. You know, don't let these people forget what's happening. And I think that, you know, I think the left is really poking the bear when it comes to Trump, because I think it's going to take one wrong move for these guys. And Trump is just ready to hit send on all the things that yep. he knows and expose the left. So they need to, you know, if they don't want to get caught, they better chill out, because this, I think that Trump's really going to hit him hard and hit him where it hurts, especially going to 2024. You want to keep going after Trump? Okay, well, then he's going to expose you guys. And I think he knows his power. And the left is scared of it. They want to keep shutting him up. They want him to run from prison. They want him to run from the courthouse. And it's not going to work in their favor.
Yeah, I'm not one that's, you know, Mr. Revenge guy, because that's just not what I believe in. I believe in, you know, always doing the right thing and you know, being respectful. But I'm as much on the revenge tour as I can be at this point, because they just keep they just keep poking the bear. And at some point, and not just Trump, like the American bear, like I'm getting sick and tired of it. Right. I don't, and I've said this all along. You want to do what you did to Trump? Fine. I'm in. Let's do it. You did it. Now let's do it the other way. If you want to play that game, I want Swalwell, I want Schiff, I want Pelosi, I want Pelosi's husband, I want Hillary, I want Bill, I want Obama, I want Bush, I want them all, right? Mm-hmm. I want Kinzinger, I want Liz Cheney. Go air everybody's dirty laundry then. If you're going to do that, and you're going to do an investigation, and you're going to do an indictment, I want everybody. And until you do that, I don't want to hear about it.
Yeah, I think you know, when in Trump's last presidency, I think he should have really cleaned house. And I don't think he had much time to do that. But I think this time he should come in full force, because you can't keep playing nice with these people. Enough is enough. You know, he played nice. He kept his mouth shut about the things that he knew and the things that he does know. And I think that, you know, seeing the way that the left is, you cannot play nice with these people. They've shown that they play dirty. You got to play just as hard, if not twice as hard.
Yep, absolutely. Any final thoughts for you? I've kept you here 35 minutes already. Thoughts for you?
I love the conversation. No, I mean, Trump 2024, baby. That's what it's all about. And I'm really passionate about all of this, as you can see. And I it helps to, you know, talk things out. And we need to have these conversations. Yep. I think more people need to start talking things out. More people need to fight, because it's going to get worse before it gets better.
Yeah, and people seem to forget too. I mean, we're already now, it's June of 2023, so we're at, you know, about, well, it's almost 16 months away, right? I mean, we're in the middle of 16 and 17 months here. 16 months away from the election. Before you know it, the primaries are here in 6 months, right? You know, it moves quickly, and you gotta start to pay attention and actually support candidates that are going to do right by you. And I think that's where a lot of people get messed up. They listen to the talking points of CNN and MSNBC of, he's a racist, and he's a, okay, well, and whoever, because they say the same thing about Ron DeSantis, right? Well, he's anti-gay, he's a homophobe, he's all, well, if you actually do your homework, I don't think Ron DeSantis is a homophobe. I don't know him personally, but he said a bill that he doesn't want kids sexualized. That does not mean he's a homophobe, right? That's just not what that means. You know, same thing with Trump. He's not a racist or a misogynist. I can tell you that. Monica, I hope to do this again sometime. Enjoy the weekend show this weekend. And where can people find you, by the way? Because that's important to know.
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at The Monfather. And you can watch our show online on Cloud TV or OAN Live app. So definitely feel free to check us out. We do post our clips on Twitter as well. So, yeah, it's great to always be with you. And it's great to have these discussions with you. And Mike comes on our show about a couple times every month. So I always like being joined by him on the weekends and weekdays. So it's great to talk to you guys.
Absolutely. Thanks for joining us again, folks. You can see us throughout the week, 833 Fin Guys. Don't forget about this podcast and all of our podcasts, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, financialguysmedia.com. If you want to text us, 716-817-0716. Follow us on Twitter at Fin Guys. Until next week, thanks for listening, and we'll see you then.
Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or other use of this show without the express written consent of the Financial Guys LLC is strictly prohibited.